Yeah. The lover, The lover, yes, y'all, and you don't stop.
Yes, y'all, and you don't stop.
Well, I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most is she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, no studs was mic checking her, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park, but she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her, sitting on phone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I be geek when she come around. She was fresh, dude, when she was underground original. Pure run tempered her down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Verseworld.com.
Yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Well, I now periodically I would see old girl at the clubs and at the house parties. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in comes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people, she was teaching me, not preaching, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely. So easily I approached, she dug my rap, that's how we got close. We met up on the west coast, and that was cool, cause I was in the street smoking weed and ditching school. Picked up a bandana, she started doing things another way. She got a lot of money in LA, late 80s Reaganomics had the west going wild. Circumstances forced her to change up her style. She said Afrocentricity was good to have, but it wasn't representing what was popping on the abs. See, black people was still dancing like it was all good. She had to put it down for the boys in the hood, and that was good for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone. And you can tell by how her titties hung. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and it don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mercy knife, man, they gotta be the show shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and it don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Well, I. Now I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative, but once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she had an energetic gimmick, then she could make money. And she did it like a dummy, now she's common in commercials. She's universal, she used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs, rocking Jesus extra skinny, and on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping bottles with models and all the strippers. Now she's a baller trying to see who's the richest. Tatted all up with 808s and heartbreaks. Nails is too pretty to be digging in the crates. Stressing how wealthy and rich she is. She was richer in spirit before she got in the showbiz. I did her, not just to say that I did it, but I'm committed. It's just so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these groupies do her, they make it rain on her and try to auto-tune her. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit'll stop, cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop. I said she's just not the same. Letting all these groupies do her, they make it rain on her to try to auto-tune her. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit'll stop, cause I'm.
Yeah.